So right now it's 12:30 in the morning, and my wife and I were talking about hell and how terrible hell is. I become very depressed when I think about how horrible of a place hell must be. I just can't believe that people would reject the free gift of salvation and allow their souls to just go into hell for all eternity. And I saw this post on Facebook and I thought it was so good. This picture here, it says there's four inescapable truths about hell. And it says, number one, that it's a place of torment. If you reject the Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible says the smoke of their torment shall ascend up forever and ever. And one of the really sad parts is that it's forever. It lasts forever and ever. Think about just being in outer darkness and burning forever and ever and ever and ever, and that there's no escape. That's the third point on this picture here, is that there is no way out. And I think the most important part is number four here. You didn't have to go. If you die and your soul descends into the pits of hell, just know that you didn't have to go there. Look, you don't have to go to hell. God has made a way through Jesus Christ. Perfection says that anything that's imperfect can't be in his presence. Okay? So sin is imperfection. It's wickedness, it's evil. Some people say, "Well, why is it that I would have to go and pay for my own sins? Why would I have to go to hell?" Well, because none of us are righteous, and if you reject the ultimate sacrifice, the only thing that can atone for sin, then you have to deal with the penalty of those sins for all eternity. Because sin merits an eternal punishment, but Christ offers an everlasting redemption. Sin must be paid for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The Bible says, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters," and notice these next three words, "and all liars." Who has ever told a lie before? "All liars shall have their part where? In the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." They say, "Well, I've not done anything too bad." No, God is perfect. We are not. God cannot allow sin into his presence. Sin has to be dealt with, and all liars, according to the Bible, go where? To hell. That's a sad reality. I want to explain why this is so serious and why people who reject Jesus Christ do go to hell. What if I, for example, got up and I would not salute the flag when everybody else is? And let's say I burnt the flag. Heaven forbid. People are doing this today. What if I did that? Do you think God would be happy with me? Yes or no? No. Because I'm trampling over one of the ultimate sacrifices that our veterans made to buy us freedom. How grievous is it to God to reject the ultimate sacrifice, greater than any sacrifice any veteran has made? Lord bless them. How could I go to hell for just rejecting Jesus? You're rejecting the ultimate act of redemption. God allowed his son to be butchered upon a cross in your stead when you and I were sinners. You don't think that the wrath of God is going to be upon someone who hears the gospel and they say, "Nope, I'm going to keep my own salvation, or I'm not going to trust his plan," and they reject it, and they reject it, and they reject it. Do you know God? The Bible says, "My spirit will not always strive with man." There comes a point where God says, "All right, I'll not knock on your door anymore." That can happen to somebody. Hell is a real place, and if you reject forgiveness, God isn't going to force you into his presence against your will. He's given you a choice. The Bible says, "Choose you this day whom you will serve." If I did something really terrible, let's say I killed someone, Lord forbid, and I stood before a judge and I said, "Your Honor, I'll make up for it. I'll be a good person." The judge would never let me go. He'd say, "You got to pay." Guess what? We've trespassed against God. It doesn't matter how good you are. It doesn't matter how many righteous things that you've done. The Bible says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. As it is written, there is none righteous." To avoid hell, God is giving you a chance. Just to recap, hell is a place of torment. It lasts forever. There is no escape once you're there. But let me tell you, you don't have to go there.